From 60 Hz to 240 Hz. Refresh rates on phones explained by Dave LeClaire on September 21st in PC Magazine. Whether you have an Android device or an iPhone, your screen's refresh rate matters for everything from scrolling through apps to playing the most advanced mobile games. Refresh rates on phones used to be a static thing that no one considered, but now they vary significantly and can really impact your experience. Many low-end phones feature slower displays with 60 Hz refresh rates, while the latest gaming phones have screens that go all the way up to 240 Hz. Refresh rate is an essential spec to consider when you buy your next phone, but it can also be confusing. If you're looking for a new phone, you might be wondering, should you spend extra to get a screen with a fast refresh rate? Are there any drawbacks to having a higher refresh rate? What about variable refresh rates? We're here to answer all of those questions. What does refresh rate mean? Simply put, refresh rate is a measure of how many times a screen's static image changes, or how many frames it shows each second, measured in hertz. Therefore, a display with a refresh rate of 60 Hz shows 60 frames per second, FPS, while 120 Hz and 240 Hz screens refresh at a rate of 120 frames per second and 240 frames per second, respectively. Generally, a faster refresh rate creates a smoother experience, though, as we discuss a bit later, app and game limitations might prevent you from utilizing your screen's full potential. What refresh rates are available on phones? Refresh rates of 60 Hz, 90 Hz, and 120 Hz are common on today's smartphones, though some can go up to 144 Hz, 165 Hz, or even 240 Hz. Entry-level devices tend to ship with 60 Hz pretty much across the board, while many mid-range phones sit comfortably in the 60 Hz to 90 Hz range. High-end flagships often pack 120 Hz panels and beyond. For example, the Apple iPhone 14 Pro supports screen speeds of up to 120 Hz. In the Android universe, such phones as the Asus ROG 6 Pro go as fast as 165 Hz, while the Sharp Aquos 02 features a best-in-class refresh rate of 240 Hz. Because smartphone companies love to push the boundaries, we anticipate seeing higher refresh rates over time. Both the Android and iOS platforms can accommodate your hardware's maximum refresh rate. In other words, all of the inherent parts of Android should run at 240 Hz on your Android phone with a 240 Hz screen. On some phones, you can also manually set the frame rate in the settings if you wish to keep it lower than the maximum to prolong battery life or avoid drops in resolution. To put things in perspective, the majority of TVs still ship with 60 Hz screens, and only some high-end models offer 120 Hz. Meanwhile, dedicated gaming monitors push the envelope with refresh rates as fast as 360 Hz. What is an adaptive refresh rate? One thing to keep in mind is that phones don't need to perpetually run at their highest rate. In fact, many adjust the refresh rate depending on the activity at hand. Why do they do this? Power. Higher refresh rates draw more power from the battery. Running a display at 120 Hz all the time would drain a smartphone battery quickly. That's why some phones constantly switch the actual refresh rate from low to high and back again to conserve power or provide a smoother experience. Apple's iPhone 14 Pro and 14 Pro Max are among those devices with an adaptive refresh rate. Their screens can run as slowly as 1 Hz or as quickly as 120 Hz depending on the scenario. For example, the screen refreshes at a rate of just 1 Hz to minimize battery use when the always-on display is active. But when you navigate through iOS or play certain games, it will ratchet up to 120 Hz. Many Android flagships, such as the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra, also offer adaptive refresh rates. You won't often find adaptive refresh rates on entry-level or mid-range hardware, which are more likely to run at a static rate all the time. What are fast screens good for? Most apps don't support refresh rates past 120 Hz, meaning the experience won't be any more fluid on a 240 Hz screen than on a 120 Hz one. Apps that do support higher refresh rates appear smoother on fast smartphone screens, particularly when scrolling. Many popular mobile games, such as the graphically demanding Genshin Impact, cap frame rates at 60 frames per second, while others, such as Call of Duty Mobile and Altos Odyssey, support higher refresh rates. For gaming, a higher refresh rate can make it easier to pick out moving targets or time your reactions more precisely. For example, in a first-person shooter like Call of Duty Mobile, a higher refresh rate gives you an extra couple of milliseconds to react to on-screen action. This can make a life or death difference in gameplay. Studios typically film movies at 24 frames per second and television shows at 30 frames per second, while independent creators often record content at 60 frames per second. Regardless of the content's original frame rate, your device's screen translates that data so it plays back smoothly. Basically, a higher refresh rate doesn't provide a benefit for most entertainment content. Yet. The pros and cons of high refresh rates. As mentioned, an obvious benefit of a screen with a high refresh rate is how incredibly smooth everything looks. If you hold a 60 Hz phone next to a 144 Hz phone and scroll through a menu or website, it's easy to see the difference. On the other hand, a higher refresh rate means everything has to work harder, from the screen to the processor. That all runs down the battery more quickly, which can cause issues for people who already struggle to get through the day without recharging. Adaptive refresh rates address this problem to some degree. Another potential drawback is that some phone makers have chosen to lower the resolution of their displays in order to balance the power needed for higher refresh rates, a tactic that decreases the load on the hardware. For instance, a number of flagship smartphones used to offer 1440p displays. A few have downgraded that resolution to 1080p while at the same time boosting the refresh rate. This is also likely a price issue, as the display is the costliest component of any smartphone. High refresh rates don't benefit everyone. Before you buy your next smartphone, we recommend checking its refresh rate. If you frequently play games that support high frame rates, or simply want the smoothest possible software experience, a high refresh rate should be on your must-have list. But if you don't care about super smooth scrolling, or, more importantly, if you place a priority on battery life, a standard 60 Hz screen is perfectly fine for everyday use.